Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, golden light. Allow this golden diamond light to become brighter with each and every breath. Continue to see this light as it removes and dissolves very easily any low vibrations of any kind, allowing your heart to be filled with joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Expanding your light and allowing it to be brighter and brighter with each breath. Continue to see this golden light as it fills your chest completely, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be deep, revitalizing, cleansing, and rejuvenating. Continue to see this light as it moves into each and every red blood cell, carrying the golden light energy to every extremity of your body, purifying, cleansing, raising you in vibration on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see this beautiful golden light as it now fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allow for the golden energy to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self through the golden light connection. Continue to see this light as it now moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, healing, balancing, rejuvenating, cleansing, transmuting all energies that this light comes in contact with, instantly raising you in frequency and healing, allowing for deeper breaths, allowing for assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the small intestine and the large, moving through these organs, healing, strengthening, purifying, and cleansing, allowing for the absorption of your light energies through your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the kidneys, healing your kidneys with golden light, moving into your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with golden energy, the highest vibration of healing, purification, unification through vibration of light. And now, see this as it brings balance to you on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, bringing harmony to all that you are, aligning you with the highest and the best. Continue to see this golden light as it now flows into the colon and the uterus, the sex organs, all of your organs, all of your tissues, and all of your cells are filled with this healing light, creating strength, balance, a nurturing sense of oneness, reconnecting you through your root, Mother Earth through the golden light, allowing for healing in these organs of regeneration and release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this golden light as it now flows through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are brought into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect alignment. See this light as it continues to grow brighter and brighter from within you. And now as it moves out through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that anchor you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you, this golden, beautiful, bright diamond light, glittering, shining, more vibrant than ever before, growing in vibrance and vitality, becoming like plasma energy, moving, feeling your body with healing energies, and now moving through each and every pore in your body. You are surrounded within this beautiful, healing, golden light. Allow this light to protect you, to heal your skin, your hair, to draw to you all that is good, to align you with your abundance, with your healing, with your greatest desires. Continue to see this light as it fills the space that you are in, allowing for all of the colors of the rainbow to be within this golden light, to be the beautiful colors of healing that are needed, the vibrations for every part of your being. Continue to see this golden light as it now moves through the walls, through any obstacles with ease, continuing to dissolve any energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now, feeling your environment with golden light, purifying, cleansing your village, your town, your city, raising it in vibration, coming in contact with all living things, bringing them to the highest vibrations of life, of love, of joy, peace, of good health, of happiness. Reuniting the family of light through our golden energy. Spreading this light throughout your country and now throughout the world. As all of our lights join together as one, reuniting the family of light, all beings who partake in this light, we are one, we are family. Continue to see this light as it moves through the earth, reuniting us with our subterranean family, continuing to share the golden light with them, aligning ourselves in the highest vibration, purity, of knowing, of peace, of joy, of love, of oneness. And now continue to see our light as it fills the earth completely, bringing Mother Earth into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect harmony. Moving out into our atmosphere that surrounds our planet, allowing for the rays of golden light to purify the air and all of the energies that surround Mother Earth, magnetic fields, the energetic lines, bringing all into perfect balance, harmony, alignment with the universal forces of creation. And now continue to see our light as it moves beyond Mother Earth, out into our universe, uniting with our sun, reconnecting us in consciousness and oneness and alignment, allowing for all golden codes, any light codes that are needed for alignment, the raising of humanity to be shared among all those who are ready to receive them. And now moving out beyond our universe into our multiverse, connecting with all suns, all lights, the central sun, coming in full alignment with our oneness, with Source, reminding us of who we are, removing the veil of ignorance, of illusion, dissolving it very easily, raising us in vibration, allowing our hearts to be filled with love and the purity of joy, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. How beautiful. Now, before I start our show for today, I want to say I am so grateful to all of you. I actually feel like crying right now. So beautiful, so beautiful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being here for this first season of Navigating the Awakening. I want to thank Om Radio and Chris and his wife for all of the wonderful abilities that we have to reach out to the world to share our messages, transformation with everyone. Thank you so much for all your help. I feel so blessed to be a part of this network, and I look forward to coming back in the fall with season 2 of Navigating the Awakening, continuing to raise you in vibration. And we are here to transform this planet, to bring in new earth. And we shall do it. And we shall do it. We shall do it together. So I love you all. I thank you. I feel your energy. I feel your love. I feel your appreciation. Remember, you can always reach out to me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. Again, that's questions@awakenthehealing.com. You can also visit me at my website, awakenthehealing.com. I look forward to enjoying this summer and sharing so much with you that we will discover in this time that we will be apart. So please enjoy your summer and enjoy the downloads, digest them, allow this energy to be metabolized. So when we come back together, you're ready for the next level that we shall go to together. So thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Okay, so now you have received five of the most important numbers in your personal numerology chart. And today you will receive the last one, the birthday number, to add to your list. Then we will go over how to find the maturity and destiny numbers after the break. So let's start with the birthday number. This is the number of the day you were born. Remember to reduce to a single digit if necessary. So if you were born on the 19th, then that would be the number 10, and 1 and 0 equals 1. So always reduce to that single digit. Here we go. So when someone meets you, what they see is a reflection of your birthday number. The author of Love by Numbers calls this the appearance number because the energy that is connected to the day you were born is how people will see you at first. It is important to know that it is possible to have a birthday number that is a challenge to your own life path. And when this happens, then what you see is not what you get. So keep in mind that the birthday number determines what a person appears to be, and your expectations will be geared to this perception. Sometimes we are shocked to find out that someone is radically different from our very first impressions of them. So if you are doing a chart comparison for a potential mate, then be sure to check all six of their numbers in their numerology blueprint before moving forward in the relationship. This can potentially save you a lot of heartache, or at least allow you to see the potential potholes that await you. Now, birthday number ones. This person was born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th of the month. They will automatically attract your attention. They stand out from the crowd and command your respect. They want to be listened to and know that they will stick to their beliefs and their opinions if you are ever in a debate with them. These people can be a little difficult to get along with at first, but once you get to know them, you'll see that they're really good people at heart. They're just very strong-willed. Now, birthday number two. This person was born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th of the month. You can see the sensitivity in their eyes. They usually have big eyes. So when they are hurt, it is obvious. They have an air of kindness about them and are always eager to give a helping hand. They should be good listeners, and they are usually very loyal in friendship and in love. They will support their friends and loved ones in any way that they can. Now, birthday number three. This person was born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month. These people are usually upbeat and playful. They love humor and can use it to teach. They have to be free in order to express themselves. So only good listeners will be a good fit for a number three. Birthday number four. This person was born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, or 31st of the month. These people have a serious air about them. They have strong personalities and can be a bit sarcastic. They want to be in charge of their destiny. You must be honest in order not to lose the trust of a number four. Once you lose their trust, it's very hard to get it back. Birthday number five. This person was born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd of the month. These people have an electric charge that can be felt. They love to dig for the truth. Their minds are always seeking new information. They are high energy, easily bored, and they have a need to stay busy. They usually have lots of hobbies to keep them busy. So, number fives, remember that you always need a lot of projects to work on to channel your energy into something positive. Birthday number six. This person was born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th. These people are usually very responsible. They prefer to give orders more than they like to take them. They know that the things that need to get done, and they seem to be the only ones to do them. At least that's what they think. But they're very good at seeing what needs to get done. And this is what makes them good leaders. This is also a very nurturing number. They make good parents and good partners. Number sixes need to know that you are grateful for the things that they're doing for you. This is very important to them. Now, birthday number seven. This person was born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th of the month. These people love to be on the sidelines. They do not want to be in the center of anything. They're very appealing because they have a mysterious air about them. They're quiet until they get to know you better. Now, these people can also be very rude due to their straightforwardness, and they don't think they're being rude, but others could take it that way. Now, they also need to be alone. They need a lot of alone time, and they do not like to date insecure people because insecure people would think that they're cheating on them because they need a lot of alone time, and this would cause a real problem in a relationship. So they do want you to understand them and know that they love you, even if they need their own privacy and alone time. Birthday number eights. This person was born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th of the month. These people are usually very efficient. They can be business-minded and usually are. Number eights love the finer things in life. They love beauty, they love tailored clothing, nice jewelry, etc. Number eights appreciate quality things. They are outspoken, and in a relationship, they must be able to express their opinions. This is extremely important. Number eights need to learn how to go with the flow. They love to be spoiled, and they want a mate that is a true partner, a true supporter of every venture they get into. Now, birthday number nine. This person was born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th of the month. These people give the impression that they are in control of their lives, and they usually are, and they really know what to do. And so when you meet them, you will feel like they can help you find those answers as well. Number nines don't necessarily want to lead, but others push them into those positions. These people will assume responsibility if necessary. They are very dependable, and they are very protective of those that they love. These people usually have a very nice smile and a beautiful air about them. They feel very important, and they draw others to them. They have a magnetism. And this is the number nine vibration. These are your birthday numbers. And we have two more to go over after the break. So be ready to take notes very quickly. We have a lot to cover. So now after our station break, we will continue our discussion on numbers as we discover your maturity and destiny numbers. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will continue our discussion on numerology, and now we will learn how to find the destiny and maturity numbers. In order to find your destiny number, you will need to use the name on your birth certificate or the name that was given to you formally at birth. Use the number letter correspondence chart to give your name a numeric value. Be sure to reduce it to a single digit. Please refer to our earlier episodes if you don't know how to do this. The destiny number does not change because it is derived from your full name on your birth certificate or from the formal name given to you at birth. Sometimes these can be found in the family Bible in older times. So if you're an older person and you don't have a birth certificate, I know a lot of people don't. Sometimes these names are given to you in the family Bible. Know that the destiny number gives us a glimpse into the direction you are heading in your life. It gives us a glimpse of the person you were born to be. Destiny number ones. These people are destined to be independent. They want to be the very best at what they do. Know that it is okay to make mistakes, number one, because we learn from our mistakes. Number ones will inspire others to be the best because they want to be the best and they put their very best forward. Learn how to savor the moment and rest between your triumphs. Use meditation and daily stretching to center yourself, number ones. Destiny number two, you are destined to bring peace to the world. You express true love, and that is a gift to the world. You make great parents and great mates when you are in balance. You are psychic, and you can connect to others in deep ways. You need to separate yourself so that you don't take on other people's pain or their issues. You are here to give hope and vision to others who have lost their way. Destiny number three, you are here to express your gifts and talents. You are here to inspire others to be creative and to reach for the beauty within them. You are natural communicators, and you can master this energy of communication in some form or another. You are here to bring happiness to others through writing, speaking, singing, etc. You need to make life better, and you want to create beautiful things around you. You are a joyous presence in the world, number threes. So be sure to choose partners that are also joyous and not depressed. Destiny number four. You are here to create solid foundations for yourself and for others. You help others find stability in their lives. You make great teachers. You are natural architects, interior designers, and builders of various kinds. You love nature, and nature balances you. So don't forget to take a walk in the woods or simply around the block in order to get outside and get some fresh air. You are inventors, and you must have the courage to create what you see in your mind. Bring your gifts to humanity, number four. Destiny number five, you are here to teach others to live life to the fullest. You bring magic to everything you touch. It is in your nature to rejoice in every new adventure and to transform the mundane into something exciting. You are destined to travel the world, number fives. When you travel, you will learn lessons that will follow you throughout your life. Never lose your passion for life, and be sure not to overindulge. Stay balanced and joyful. Destiny number six. You are destined to take charge and to learn that everyone needs help. You can't do it all by yourself. You have a sixth sense about you. Number six, you know how to heal a situation. You are very hard workers, and you know how to make others feel loved and appreciated. You can make a cave feel like a warm, cozy hut. You bring a warmth with you wherever you go. You are loyal friends and loyal companions. Destiny number seven. You are here to find the meaning of life and to find peace in that answer. You receive answers when you are alone without interruptions. Your destiny is to teach what you have learned, number sevens, even though you don't like to be around people. Isn't that interesting? It is good for you to keep a journal because you always get so many insights. You need to believe in something bigger than yourself, number seven. You must ask the deep questions and then allow the answers to come to you. You are here to live a spiritual life, living close to nature and staying connected to the unseen. Destiny number eight. You are here to manifest abundance in your life and to share it with others. You must be conscious of your beliefs, number eight, because you need to release what does not serve you. Your mind is extremely powerful and you can create whatever you can vision. So whatever you believe, you will create. You are a natural manifester, so you will manifest your beliefs with ease when you allow them to come into your life without forcing them. You must stay in balance so that you bring what you desire into your life and not what you don't want into your life. You have a strong magnetic pull in the physical world as well as in the unseen world, and it is through your thoughts that this pull is activated, consciously or unconsciously. Using affirmations works well for you, number eight, and be sure to implement those in your daily routine until this becomes a habit in the way that you think. Keep your sense of humor about you and stay focused on your goals. Know that you are destined for success. Destiny number nine, you are here to share your wisdom with others. You are destined to raise the consciousness of humanity. Number nines must help others to achieve a higher state of consciousness. In order for you to be happy, you must fulfill your destiny. You are natural born leaders, even though you don't like to lead. You are a powerful force to be reckoned with. Your biggest test is to forgive others and to let go of the past. Number nines must learn balance. They must learn to ask for help, and they need to really find the balance in their lives through stretching, deep breathing, meditation. And this will give you the energy, the will, and the drive, the vision that you need to teach others how to do the same in their lives. You are destined to be great teachers that will raise the consciousness of humanity. Those are your destiny numbers. Pretty powerful. And you know you can listen to this show again in the archives. We also re-air the show three times during the week. You want to play it back in order to get this in more detail. The destiny numbers just help you to get an idea of the vibration that you carry within you. So once you find your number, really, really pay attention to it. And if you find that you have a lot of one number in your profile, in your numerology blueprint, then pay attention to that number more, because you hold more of that vibration within you, and it'll tell you a lot about yourself. All right, so now let's go to the maturity numbers. Now, the maturity number is not as well known in mainstream numerology. This is a powerful vibration that will reveal itself in midlife. And this information will give you an idea of what you can expect at that time. It's something you grow into. And this is especially important for couples, because if you are married to someone and it's not going well right now, you're in your younger years, then at least you have a little bit of hope. If within these maturity numbers, you see a change in the personality, because people change over time. Now, it's true that some vibrations just become more of what they are. If they're stubborn, they'll become even more stubborn. But some vibrations early in their years, they may be very stubborn or selfish and that sort of thing. But later on in life, they start to realize that they must share what they have. They must think about others. It just takes them a little more time to get the message. So the maturity numbers really affect you in your midlife. And everybody doesn't know about maturity numbers. So this is really a gift for us. I want to give thanks to the author of Love by Numbers, Glynis McCants, for sharing her amazing knowledge of numerology with us over the past several weeks. I highly suggest purchasing her book, Love by Numbers, if you found this information to be intriguing and interesting. There is a lot more in that book, and I have to tell you that it was a true gift to me when I found that book and it was introduced to me years ago. I've used it in my counseling sessions for couples. I've used it in counseling sessions for people who want to marry. And it's been very, very helpful. And I found it to be pretty much on point. So this information can be very useful. Now, to recap what we have learned so far, there are six very important numbers in a person's numerology blueprint. Remember, there are others, but these are the most important when it comes to really getting a good idea about yourself or someone else. The three numbers found in the name give us the soul number, the personality number, and the power name number. The person's actual date of birth gives us the birthday number, the attitude number, and the life path number. These six numbers are the basic blueprint of a person's identity. It is their vibration, the frequency they came in on. We have also covered the destiny number just a moment ago, which comes from the birth certificate name or the formal name given at birth. This gives you a sense of what you can achieve in your life, what your destiny is. This is also the reason why naming your children is very important. A good name is better than gold. So now, how do we get the maturity number? You need to add the destiny number to the life path number and then reduce it to one digit. Again, we get the maturity number by adding the destiny number to the life path number. So you need to have done your chart up to now in order to get this maturity number. Now, maturity number one. As these people grow older, they desire to leave a mark on the world. They will become more disciplined over time. The number one will show up and help them make a difference. This number one vibration will show up in their lives later on, and it'll help them grow up a bit. Because if the number one is selfish, this can be a selfish number. Vibration, later in life, they will become more unselfish. They will become more passionate and more excited and determined to do something important with their life. They want to leave their mark on the world. Maturity number two, these people tend to find love later in life if they were not lucky enough in their earlier years. So if you're number two maturity number, you haven't found love yet, then it definitely is in your vibration to find it later in your life. Your gut instincts grow stronger. Your intuition will grow stronger over time, number twos. You have a natural sense of what is the right thing to do as you grow older. If in your younger years you may be a bit confused about where you're going, later on you'll know, because you would have gone through the not listening phase, listening to your intuition, to where you start to learn how to listen and let it guide you. Now, if a number two is more fiery in their younger years, know that they will calm down later in life and mellow out. Maturity number three. This person will begin to lighten up with age and learn how to get in touch with their inner child. They also become more social. The number three maturity number will make more friends as they grow older. They have more time to enjoy their life. You know, they want good music. They'll love to go to parties. Their whole personality can literally change. So if a number three is uptight now in their earlier years, then with time they will loosen up. And they could also get in touch with their creative side and become very artistic in their later years in life. This is maturity number three. Maturity number four. The four matures into a mate that you can be with for life. This is a beautiful maturity number if you're looking for love. If they have a number one, five, or seven life path, then they will have a high energy vibration. They can be a little active earlier in their years, but they will settle down. And they always know what they want, this number four. Now, as they get older, they come into their own and they get more practical, knowing what they want out of life. When they have an idea, they will follow through on it. Where in their younger years, they may be a little afraid of, you know, following through on an idea. They'll think it's kind of silly or something like that. But as they get older, they'll say, no, I'm going to do this. And they're not going to worry about the time that it takes to get it done, because they're going to feel like, I have the time to do this and I'm going to do it. Now, the number fours have to guard against becoming too narrow-minded as they grow older or opinionated. You have to remember to allow others to be who they are. Even though it's very different from you, it's okay. Live and let live, number four. Maturity number five. Fasten your seatbelts with this one, because as they mature, life will get more exciting for these people. They will realize that they finally have the time to do whatever they want to do, and the world needs to watch out because here they come. They will want to try new things. They will want to eat foods they've never eaten before. They'll want to travel places that they've never dreamed of traveling. And these are the people that might even change their hair color after 50. They begin to look at the world with the wonder of a child. The spark of life returns to the number five. Number fives have to caution themselves not to overdo it, even at this time in their life, because they can find themselves having so much fun that they'll say, oh, what the heck? I'll do that. And it's really something that is kind of dangerous. So just make sure you're not overdoing it while you're having so much fun, number five. But the world is your oyster. Don't try to do everything at once. That's another thing the number fives would do. They'll want to do everything at once because they've just been maybe not have enough money when they were younger. didn't have enough time or raising their family, and they'll just be so excited to do everything. So just take it slow and enjoy, truly enjoy the rest of your life. Maturity number six. This vibration will establish a deeper connection with their friends and family in their older years. Now, these are the people who could have been running, you know, big corporations, never having time for their family in their younger years. They've been establishing financial roots, but they've always been caregivers, you know. And being a caregiver could mean that they wanted to make sure that people were financially taken care of. But in their older years, it's the time that you're really going to start enjoying your friends and your family. You may even become community leaders or simply get involved with the community around you. Number sixes will want to nurture others and help them in any way that they can. They will be financially stable at that time, and they will be able to share their wealth with others. So they will only share their wealth with people who they think are making a difference in the world. This is going to become very important to you, number sixes, as you grow in time. Maturity number seven. These people become big seekers of the deepest questions in life, and they are now willing to do whatever it takes to get those answers. These are the people who travel the world to find the masters, to study with them in their older years. They're the ones that go up into the mountains of Tibet and study with the monks. Now, depending on the other numbers in the numerology blueprint, some of these people could become hermits as they grow older and just totally ditch the world in order to dive deeper into their soul journey. They have to learn how to stay in balance and to allow their natural intuition to guide them, because it will grow stronger with time. And you're here, number sevens, remember, to teach and share the knowledge you've learned with others. Maturity number eight. These people will be very established financially in their older years. So if you're younger and you have a maturity number eight and you see yourself struggling financially, then it is in your vibration to become very wealthy as you grow older. And the problem with this is that you could become obsessed with money, whether you don't have enough in your younger years or you have it all along. You want to be cautious here, not to become materialistic. You must connect with your ability to manifest on a deeper level. You must go deeper and begin to work your alchemy on a spiritual level. Now, if the number eight vibration learns how to relax and to simply enjoy the good life they have created for themselves, then it will bring them greater joy in their life. If money has not come to you, number eights, in your earlier years, then know that it should show up in your latter years. Now, maturity number nine. These people feel called to leave the world a better place than what they found it. They will desire to organize to help others in need. These are the people who will find the millionaires to borrow their planes to send food to needy families around the world. Number nines, your challenge is to forgive others for the pains of your childhood and your past. You must let that energy go. This is your challenge in the later years of your life, and this will also determine how happy you will be in your latter years. So let all of that go and put your heart and soul into that which makes you happy and joyful. These people, these number nine people, are called to help humanity and to make the world a better place. and they will go to the ends of the earth to help. No matter where you are, they will find you. That's what a number nine is. They're true friends. They love their families, but they have to let go of the pain. You came in with a number that holds on to pain. So you have to forgive people and let go of the past and move forward. And this will make you a very happy person in your latter years. Now, these are your maturity numbers. I hope you were able to take some notes and again, revisit the show to take more notes. I know that this has been an amazing journey for me. I have enjoyed every single bit of it. We've gone over a lot in this first season. There's 37 shows, and we will be replaying these shows. So you will have encore shows while we are on break between now and the beginning of our season two. So those encore shows will be playing at our regular time when our live show would be. So please enjoy them. Go back and listen. Find out who you are. Learn more about yourself. That's what this journey is all about. Really pay attention to your native earth astrology. Really root yourself and reconnect yourself through the elements that you are. Find balance in your life. Learn how to love. Learn how to forgive. And really, all of that begins within yourself. Loving yourself and forgiving yourself is the beginning of being able to do that for others. This is a journey that we're on. So that means it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that we grow into. But while you're on this journey, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't rush the process, because it is a process. And be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself and with others. And this information, everything you've learned, should help you to understand others on a deeper level, so that you really see them from a vibrational standpoint and not so much from the standpoint of the human, the limitation. You are to see their unlimitedness. We are all amazing beings of light, who have chosen to incarnate on this place we call Earth and share this world together. So let's find that love, that peace, that joy, and forgiveness within ourselves so that we can share it with our world. I want to thank you for joining me for season one of Navigating the Awakening. This has been an incredible journey for me. I truly love you and send you the best wishes for a beautiful life. I look forward to resuming our show in the fall for season two. Until then, please enjoy our encore shows that will air at our normal time. It has been my greatest pleasure and honor to share this ancient wisdom with you. I love you, and I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful summer.